I'm Phoebe, and you're listening to Northwest Orbit on Space 101.1 FM. Welcome to our last episode with Sydney Amos, the talented Seattle singer-songwriter who plays soulful, piano-driven indie pop.
So we're climbing down to the bottom of the ladder, and you're making sense of the way your legs straddle the ground. They always straddle the ground. And we're taking note of the way our bodies move, and everything within me screaming, this is too soon, but I think everything is. I don't know your parents. I don't know your language. I don't know what you're made of any more than you do.
Sydney's sound is a unique mix of pop, jazz, and other styles. She shared with us some of her musical influences.
I feel like just by nature of similar instruments, there was a lot of like Norah Jones and a lot of Sarah Bareilles, like with that whole album, I feel like was definitely on my mind. And some of like the first songs that I learned and was excited about playing. It's interesting because most of the music I've like listened to hasn't really been super piano influenced. Like, I feel like that has kind of been like this separate thing. Yeah, here and there, I would say I would dip into like kind of the female singer songwriter, kind of jazzy, groovy, like the Amy Winehouse kind of artists.
Lyrically, Sydney's songs are intimate and relatable, and she talked about her approach to writing these lyrics.
It's interesting because I think my lyrics are most often about relationships that I'm experiencing like at that moment. And so there is kind of a tricky balance of, I want to represent this emotion, but also what if this person hears the song and knows exactly who I'm talking about? And so there's kind of like a balancing act of that. But I think at the end of the day, if you're going to be a writer, you kind of have to accept that people are just going to be written about, and by being in your life, they're going to be written about. And so I think that's part of it. I feel really inspired by I'm trying to think of specific like singer-songwriters. Alice Phoebe Liu is a big one. The way she writes lyrics can go so back and forth between being quite literal and quite metaphorical pretty quickly. And I really like that, where it's like you have these grounding elements of like, this thing happened. But then you kind of reach more into the transcendental metaphor of what it symbolizes within your life. And you kind of strike this balance between like, here's the situation, here's how it can relate to this broader path or broader relatability sort of thing. So I feel like that's, but I also think a lot of that happens kind of like unconsciously. I don't think all of that is like, okay, so I just wrote this line that was very literal. Now I need to like get a little more spacey. I think often it just kind of, I don't know, it's like reading a sentence that flows or doesn't. It kind of feels like a similar thing where you just start to kind of feel what sounds good to your ear.
Choking on dry air on my way from downtown, thinking of, dreaming of ways that stare me down.
One Last Gift is Sydney's most recent single, and she explained what the song means to her.
That one's a doozy. One Last Gift, I wrote about a time that I really liked someone and it wasn't really working out, and I was really confused and bummed out about it. And then I started writing this song, and then I proceeded to get laryngitis and lose my voice for 3 months. So I spent all this time on this instrumental bit in the middle that has the big organ solo madness going on. It was the first song I ever played with my band. was very special to me. And now I'm dating that person that I wrote it about. So it was a happy ending. One Last Gift is probably my I refer to it as my baby. It's my favorite song I've ever written. I just feel like I really like how it turned out. And I'm stoked about how the recording turned out too. So that one's very special to me.
Kick me under the table and forget about me there, and turn around like you don't care, and walk away as if it's fair. Why don't you come and feed me once a week or maybe less, and then pretend like that's your best, and then pretend it's not a mess. Why don't you let me fall apart so I can fix it up? It's just a deeper kind of cut when I'm not sure which way is up. There's a ceiling now, painted like the stars that I used to mix up with sky. Song, 'cause after all we got along, and then we were hardly breathing as the time around us passed. But I just fall too hard too fast, and I'm stuck there on my back. And I know you're underwater fighting off a kind of wave, and isn't that a crying shame? I somehow thought that you could stay, 'cause there's a ceiling now. Because you let me fall apart. One last gift to finally part.
That's a wrap for our time with Sydney Amos. Thank you so much for tuning in, and big thank you to Sydney for taking the time to chat with us. If you missed it, you can listen back to this episode or any previous artist features at our online archive at space101fm.org. For more info about Sydney, you can keep up with her on Instagram at SydneyMP3. Thanks again.